Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, students are increasingly suffering anxiety about climate change. And with that in mind, an exciting new program has been developed. And for more on this, I'm glad to be joined by the Cool Planet Experience CEO, Vicky Brown. Vicky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome indeed. It appears to me that you're putting sort of hope and inspiration at the heart of what it is you do, as opposed to guilt trips and dire warnings, Vicky.
Yeah, no, we are. And to be fair, for a long time, we've always been focused on trying to tell a more positive story around climate. I mean, let's face it, the science is pretty negative, and a lot of people are becoming more aware of that. But at the same time, we really believe that instilling just fear, anxiety into individuals doesn't make you feel creative or inspired to change. So what we try to do is to tell a story that has a bit of hope involved in it and thinking about some of the changes we can make and a better world that we could live in.
Mm. And this is geared primarily at secondary school sector, I guess, is it?
This particular program we're launching, which is called Rewrite Climate, is, yeah. Mm. And we've developed the first version for TY students. The reason we did that was in TY, it's a real opportunity for students to explore other elements outside of typical academia. Mm. So, you know, students do a lot of community work, social work. They might get involved in other types of programs that weren't available normally in the school cycle. Mm. So we thought this is a good time to give students the opportunity to engage in this. And we've created this online program that is delivered with a totally different type of language than anything they would normally see in school, in the way that they speak to each other, and hopefully it's something that they feel is inspiring and exciting to them. And certainly through the pilot testing that we did and the feedback we got from students was very much that they really enjoyed the experience of going through it and what they learned. But, and also what we try to do is concentrate on opportunities that exist for them. So, you know, we showcase individuals doing interesting and exciting things in this space.
It's very timely, because I was really surprised to read, Vicky, that 77% of young people feel extremely concerned about climate change.
Yeah, I know. It's quite shocking when
Isn't that just statistic?
Yeah. I think there's an awful lot of anxiety on young people's shoulders now. I mean, obviously the last 12 months have been unprecedented for all of us. And I certainly think young people have been hugely affected by that. But in advance of that happening, we were seeing more and more young people coming to our centre up in Wicklow, but also in terms of the outreach programs that we would have run, saying that they were really anxious about this. Mm. And also feeling a little bit that they were being left with the responsibility of it,
yes,
that we weren't doing enough and they were going to be inheriting this big problem that, let's face it, our generation and the generation above us probably created for them.
And so what positives do you put to them then? How do you inspire them?
So firstly, what we try to do is, well, firstly, we deliver the message in a very creative, fun and engaging way. So that's a starting point. But then also we really focus on the solutions and innovations. And I mean, there is research to back this up, that a lot of the climate education programs tend to not do that. Mm. And they don't focus enough on the changes that we need to make. So that's one thing that we do. So, you know, a lot of people know about like solar energy and wind energy, but not many people know the difference about, say, tidal or wave energy and different in things that are coming in the future.
Yes.
And then the other thing that we do is we also showcase individuals who have created something or are doing something that is particularly exciting. And the feedback we've got from students is that that's really interesting to them. So if you take a typical 16 or 17-year-old, a lot of students don't really know what they want to do after they leave school. They might say, oh, I want to do engineering, but what exactly is that? Well, what we've done is we've shown individuals who may have done something and now this is the career they're in. So I'll give you an example. We have a young guy called Charlie who in college did a project around setting up e-scooters. And he did it because he was interested in the environment, but he also recognized that getting around college campus was pain in the neck for him and getting into town and things like that. So he's actually set up a company called Zip Mobility. They just got funding for €500,000 to set up these e-scooters in two cities in the UK and also in Ireland. And he's 25 years of age. And you tell that story to a young person, they recognize him, they see the similarities that they in what he's doing, and he's much more relatable to them. We have another guy in TY who you might have heard him. He does the sneaker cleaner.
And yes.
Yeah. And he's now got a business out of this. So it was a TY project cleaning up sneakers and reboxing them and making them look amazing. So that, you know, the 130 euro you spent on a really expensive pair of sneakers, they look new again. And now he has this business and it seems to be doing very well. So, you know, it's kind of nice for young people to see that there's people coming up with these little different changes and job opportunities
outside of
the norm.
But then again, they're exposed to some of, you know, I mean, the hardcore results of what we've done to this planet. I'm trying to remember the name of that Netflix documentary at the moment about the oceans and how we're destroying.
Yeah.
And it's out there, and I can understand how it's so frightening for them, you know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But we do have the opportunity to make the changes. I mean, we need to do it quickly, let's face it. We're not denying that the problem is huge.
Mm.
But actually, so many of the solutions already exist. We just need more of them. And then also we want young people to feel like we also need new thinking.
And
couldn't they be part of that new thinking?
Mm. Very interesting indeed. Tell me a little more about Cool Planet Experience.
Sure, no problem. So Cool Planet Experience is a visitor centre based up in Wicklow in Paris Court Estate. We opened back in March 2018, and it's what we've created is an hour-long journey on everything to do with climate change, but we've made it very much about you and your life. So you go through a series of different rooms, and firstly, it starts off with your own footprint and the things that you do in your life. So we have a version for young people and a version for older people. So if you're a young person, it might be all around things that you eat or don't eat, or the fact that you don't eat all your food and you throw it in the waste, or, you know, unplugging your Xbox or not, and all these things. And then you go through these different rooms, and it's very interactive. There's a lot of gaming, bit of fun and competition involved. And then at the very end, it comes right back to you and your footprint, and you get the opportunity to find ways how you can reduce that. And Fran, you've probably heard people talk about like our carbon footprint in tons of carbon and what.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows what that means. So we've made it so that, you know, that it's in trees. So your footprint is in trees. So everybody understands a tree. So you can kind of understand, well, if I make that change, I will save that many trees. And so we've just broken down the messaging.
It's very interesting.
And
do you have schools go there? Is that the way it works, Vicky?
Yeah. Well, we have schools, companies and individuals.
Oh, so right. Okay.
Initially, when we set it up, we really thought about schools because, like that, we thought about young people and we thought, look, the problem they're about to inherit, we need to do something for them specifically. So we would get a lot of schools from the age of kind of fourth class right up to TY. Then we would have families coming with their children as a family day out or for birthday parties, those kind of things. And then in the last year before we closed because of COVID, temporary closed, we would have a lot of companies coming out for either like a half day or we would run training or things with them as well.
So. What a great idea. I'm conscious there may be parents listening to us who would like this as part of the curriculum or certainly part of the schooling for transition. How can they get that to happen?
Well, that's a great question. So we have our website, which is rewriteclimate.ie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they can, either a teacher can go and ask for information, we can sign up a class. Actually, individuals can sign up if they just want to do it themselves as well. We have actually mailed over 500 TY coordinators across the country to let them know about it. But actually, what's interesting is a lot of the coordinators are saying, we'll ask the students what they like to do it. So if a student's listening now and wants to do it, please ask your teachers to check it out and to suggest it as part of the TY rotation. That would be amazing.
Very good indeed. And your own website again there, Vicky, is?
It is rewriteclimate.ie.
All right. Listen, a real pleasure and a lovely novel idea, Vicky. Thank you for coming on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye to you now. That's Vicky Brown there. And Vicky is CEO of the Cool Planet Experience. It sounds great, doesn't it?